Hi everybody, Andy here again. This is an audio bit we've been meaning to do for a couple of days actually, because we know what happens come the new year, come the 1st of January at midnight. All the fireworks go off, don't they? And that's fair enough. It's one of those things that seems to have built up over the past few years. When I was younger, and not that long ago really, I don't remember having all these fireworks going off around midnight on New Year's Eve. Yes, I know that we've been having them in major cities and things like that for some time, but I personally think a lot of this comes down to the millennium, you know, the year 2000, although technically that wasn't the millennium, if you want to be pedantic about it. It should have been 2001, but I remember that. I remember thinking of, oh yeah, the huge year 2000 and all that, you know, it's a big date, etc. Another millennium comes along, the calendar completely changes, etc. And there were big, huge firework displays. I remember even buying some fireworks myself for a party that I went to. The only time that I've ever done that, because I felt it was a special occasion. But since then, it seems to be getting more and more every year. I think this year was a little bit dampened down because the weather wasn't so good. But sure enough, around midnight on the 31st of December, the fireworks go off. But they don't just go off then. Another thing that seems to happen now is that people have fireworks all over the place. Even on that particular evening, coming up to the 31st, people were setting fireworks off at sort of 9 o'clock in the evening, or even earlier than that, or, you know, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning type of thing. I mean, surely the idea is to have them to go off at midnight or around midnight. You know, a bit of leeway either way, I understand that. To actually celebrate the occasion. After all, you are celebrating the fact that the clock ticks over from 23:59 to midnight, or to 1 minute past midnight. That's the sort of time you're celebrating. What's the point of doing it at 9:30 in the evening? But to move on to the real point of this story, a couple of days later, January the 2nd, all of a sudden at 11 o'clock in the evening, there's a firework display effectively going off just down the road from me. You know, this is 2 days after New Year. Of course, it could have been because it's somebody's birthday or something like that, but how often do you get that type of thing now with people? Or maybe this is what's happening now. It's progressing, it's getting more and more that people are thinking, right, well, if we can do it for New Year, or you know, or London, Sydney and Paris and New York and all these places can do it, then we're going to do it as well. Or maybe they've got fireworks left over and are stuck in the back of the cupboard from November the 5th or something like that, and the end of the year date has come, you know, best before dates. I think they better set them off. I don't think it's that at all. I just think now that people think, oh, let's do a little firework display. So at 11 o'clock at night on the 2nd of January, we'll set our fireworks off. Why do we want to do it at midnight on the 31st like everybody else? Let's have them when we want. But where is this going to end? I think that's the point, isn't it? You know, before long, everybody will be having fireworks for everybody's birthday, you know, for christenings, for weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals, whatever it might be. You know, come the new year and the Queen's Jubilee, the start of the Olympics, the end of the Olympics, you know, just about everything. So you'd be having fireworks going off every single day of the year, and poor old Guy Fawkes would have died in vain, because the one day when we did used to do them and everybody knew what was going on, November the 5th, you know, gunpowder treason and plot and all that, would probably be the one day that there won't be any fireworks, because there won't be any left, because we bought them all and exhausted the supply the rest of the year. Anyway, a question for you, maybe, if you are out there. When do you use fireworks, and have you noticed this sort of thing going on? Is it something that's crept in since the millennium, or am I just completely mistaken? Anyway, I'll leave it there and go out with a bang. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.